Welcome to this podcast by the Caboolture Gospel Church. For more information about us, head to www.caboolturechurch.com.au.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise God. Yeah, it's a good time to do an altar call as well, hallelujah. Praise God. God, the Holy Spirit's moving. And whenever the Holy Spirit moves, it's to do a work. It's not just to give us those Holy Ghost goosebumps, but it's so that He restores, that He heals, that He brings peace to the confused, direction. The Holy Spirit comes to bring order. And I just believe that tonight that's what He will do. Order. Whatever is out of order in your life, whether it's physical, emotional, spiritual, domestical, relationships, I believe that tonight there will be order in Jesus' name. Yeah. How many of you believe that? Order. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is hovering. And God declares, let there be light. And every time we preach the word, light comes. Light comes. And the Holy Spirit starts working. So I believe that tonight something good is going to happen in this place. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. Praise God. I'm so blessed to be here tonight with my wife and my four lovely children. One's still a bit of a baby, so look, he's got to go out and behave for the next few minutes. So I drove back after service this morning, after the powerful service that we had this morning. How many of you believe we had a powerful service? Amen. And we had lunch, and then we got back in the car and straight back out here to Caboolture, and just excited about tonight's service. I want to thank you for the invitation. Thank you that for the response, for the heart of receiving. The heart of receiving the Word of God. Not everywhere you go, there's a heart to receive the Word. And thank God that in this place, there's a heart to receive the Word. And wherever the Word is received, the Word is welcome, the Word goes to work. Amen? So, and I just want to say, this, my brother and my sister over here, I'm so blessed to see them today. Nobody would know that when I was 8 years old, 8, 9 years old, my father used to come out to Caboolture to preach at a church here, at a Church of God here in Caboolture, and to which they were a part of. And when there was conferences, day conferences, they would get families to take care of children. And we were one of the children that needed to be taken care of. And we stayed with my brother and my sister. Wow, we stayed with them about, I would say, we'd look 30 years ago, 30 years ago. 30 years ago. They haven't changed, amen, 30 years ago. I've changed a little bit, a little less hair and all that kind of. But isn't it amazing that 30 years ago they were taking care of myself and my brother, and we were running around, and who knows if we gave them a bit of a hard time and played some jokes on them. I don't know what we did. But here we are today preaching the gospel, preaching the word of God, and still going strong. We just want to thank you for that investment of your time over a young child, not knowing that one day that child was going to be a preacher of the gospel. Amen. Praise God. So you just never know who you're taking care of today. They're running around playing hide and seek with you and being a little bit of pest, but one day they're going to preach the gospel. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Are we ready for the word tonight? Amen. Let's open our Bibles to the book of Luke chapter 5. Just going to share for a few minutes on uncomfortable faith. Luke chapter 5. Uncomfortable faith. Just saying to the Lord this afternoon, what do I bring? And the Lord just said, just keep hitting that faith. Keep hitting that faith. Uncomfortable faith. Luke chapter 5, we're going to read from verse 1 through. And we're going to hear some things here that are going to help us with regards to our faith. God wants to make us uncomfortable. Amen. He wants to make us uncomfortable in the area of our faith, in the area of our believing in Him. By nature, us as human beings, we are always inclined to do those things where we are comfortable in doing them. Where we are comfortable. We don't want to get out of our comfort zone. If I'm comfortable, if I can do it, if I'm able, if I'm gifted for that, I'll do it. But as soon as it takes me out of my comfort, I put up excuses. And I, throughout the whole of the Bible, you're going to see without any contradiction, any man or woman that did exploits for God on this earth, they were men and women that got out or stepped out of their comfort zone. Every single one of them. And you're going to read throughout history, church history, men, a church that stepped out of their comfort zone, they were the ones that God used to shake their cities, to shake their world. And I just wanted tonight just share with you that God is looking for some people that will get into some uncomfortable faith, and begin to see some results in your life that is going to amaze you, what God can do through a life, through a person that is willing, through a person that is obedient. And no matter what he says, we go. Amen? So let's look at this here in Luke chapter 5, verse 1. It says, and it came to pass, and just a simple thought. I just want to just throw something at you, and then we can just do a little bit of worship. Look, it says, and it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake, the Gennesaret, and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and he asked him that he would thrust out a little from the land. Everybody say little. Little. He asked Simon to launch out a little from the land. And he sat down and he taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep. Launch out now into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. And when he had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their net broke. How many of you want to believe for a net-breaking miracle? Hallelujah. A net-breaking harvest in your life. But it happens in the uncomfortable faith, in the arena of the uncomfortable faith. If we're going to grow in our walk with God, we are always going to have to be out of our comfort zone. Out of our comfort zone. Every miracle in the Bible came as a result of someone putting a demand on their faith. Someone stepping out of their comfort zone. It's interesting to read this chapter and to see that Jesus gave Peter two different instructions. And the two instructions had a different response from Peter. And you would have seen it as we read it. Jesus steps into Peter's boat and he says to him in verse 3, launch out a little from the land. Did you see that? Launch out a little from the land. Everybody say little faith. Little faith. Secure faith. Comfortable faith. Launch out a little from the land. Launch out a little. Now notice that immediately says, and Jesus sat down and began to speak the word. Notice that there was no opposition from Peter. There was no questioning. There was no debating. There was no opposing what Jesus had just said. He went ahead and went out a little from the land. He did that which Jesus asked him to do because what Jesus asked him to do was easy. It was comfortable. It wasn't going to demand much from him, from his time. You don't see him saying, oh, come on, Jesus, that's too hard. We don't see anything from Peter. He just went ahead and did it. But then a verse later, Jesus, after finishing his sermon, turns around and says to Peter, now, Peter, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. Everybody say, deep faith. We have little faith. We have big faith. Deep faith. Now notice that when Jesus says to Peter, launch out into the deep for a catch, for a miracle, for a breakthrough, now Peter responds. Do you see it? Let's read his response. Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. Where is the net breaking catch? It is in the deep. It is in the uncomfortable place. You know, one thing is to be in the shallow waters, then another thing is to be in the deep waters. In the shallow waters, we have control. We are stable. Yeah? In the deep waters, we lose control. We are in the uncomfortable arena. But church, I want to tell you something. It is in the uncomfortable arena where God wants us to be. Because it is in the uncomfortable arena where big things happen. Come on, church, say amen. Hallelujah. Can you hear me at the back there? Can you hear me? It's in the uncomfortable arena where you catch the fish. Launch out a little from the land. Yeah, I can do that. We'll be over in 10 minutes and go home. Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. Okay, Jesus, that's enough. A little, I can do that. That's no problem. I'm happy. I'm comfortable with that. That doesn't take too much of my energies. That does not take too much of my time. I'm happy with that. But now you're asking me for something that you're not being reasonable. And look what he says. Simon said to Jesus, Master, and so now he begins to give him a reason as to why he cannot do what Jesus is asking him to do. He didn't say that for the little, because when it's comfortable, it doesn't really demand anything of us. Are there people here tonight that are comfortable? Little service, little giving, little time. As long as it doesn't mess up with my life, I'll do it. As long as I have time, I'll go. I'll give as long as I have the money. I'll worship as long as God was good to me this week. I'll do it as long as I can. I'm comfortable. Now launch out into the deep. Lord, can I just give you the reasons why I cannot go to church every Sunday? Lord, can I give you the reasons why I cannot serve? Can I give you the reasons why I cannot be in the ministry? Okay, don't get quiet on me here. Come on. This is not a Presbyterian church. Amen. Pentecostal church. This is a good message. This is a good message. God doesn't want us to stay in the little anymore. He wants us to go into the deep. Hallelujah. Because in the deep are where the miracles happen. In the deep is where the harvest is. In the deep is where your breakthrough is. In the deep is where the revival is. In the deep is where things happen. When you lose control, He takes control. You should write that down. That's going to help you. Hallelujah. I just came up with that. Hallelujah. When you lose control, He takes control. Yeah. And oh, Lord, look, Lord, let me tell you. Look, I was happy with the little, but now you're going too far, Jesus. And you know Peter, he had a temper. Remember Peter? This guy chops ears off for fun. And he says, you can just see him beginning to, he's fuming. He's fuming while Jesus is preaching. And now Jesus tells him, has the nerve to tell him, go out into the deep. And so he's just had enough. He says, Jesus, we have toiled all the night. That word toil means we've worked very, very hard. We are tired. We have worked hard all night and we have taken nothing. Everybody say nothing. Come on, say something in Spanish. Nada. Nada. We have taken nothing. Now, to take nothing back in those times is a big thing for your business. He's going to go home and his wife's going to ask him, how did you go? Where's the fish? And he's going to say, we caught nothing. And she's going to give him the right hand of fellowship. What have you been doing all night? Haven't you been fishing? Where's the fish? What are we going to eat? How is our business going to survive? He's got to go home to his wife and tell her, we've caught nothing. Nothing. And so he's telling Jesus, he's giving Jesus the reason. And really, it's just an excuse. The reason as to why he cannot go out into the deep. As if Jesus didn't know. But all Jesus is trying to do is set him up. If God is challenging you today, if God is asking more from you today, if God is putting a demand on your faith today and you've been hearing the tug in your heart and God's been challenging you for more, it's not because he wants to take something from you, but it's because he wants to give something to you. He wants to get something to you. Jesus, we've toiled all night. We've worked hard. We're tired. We've caught nothing. But then he says one of the most powerful words in the Bible. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. At your word, I will let down your net. Because you say it. That's one of the most powerful words in the Bible. At your word, I will do what you have just told me to do. If you have a word from God, go ahead and do it. If God has spoken it, go ahead and do it. If God has prophesied it over your life, go ahead and do it. If you read it in God's word, go ahead and do it. Oh, it's hard. Oh, it's going to make me uncomfortable. Listen, God is not a man that he should lie. God is not a man that he should lie. Can I hear a big amen? And so then, so Peter goes out into the realm of the uncomfortable. And look what happens. And he catches a multitude of fishes, and their net began to break. Little faith, comfortable faith, I can do that. Uncomfortable faith, oh, I don't know. How many people here tonight say, oh, I'll go this far with God, but just up to here. As long as I can manage it, I'm happy with that. And God's asking you for more. God's asking you for more. God's asking more from this church. God's asking more from your life. God wants all of you, not just some of you. God wants your whole heart, not just part of your heart. We have too many believers today of little faith, comfortable faith. Our worship is comfortable. Our praise is comfortable. Our going to church is comfortable. Today, people, if they go to church, you know, every Sunday, they think they're just, you know, they're the best Christians. It's like, God, I'm doing a lot for you. God's saying, really? I've got a brother in my church. He said that back in the 70s, there was church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and they were there every night. But today, oh, can I just be a little bit naughty? Hallelujah. We're so worried about our children. They've got to go to sleep at a certain time. Don't worry. They can sleep under there. Oh, but Lord, I can't go to church Tuesday night because, you know, the kids got to go to school tomorrow. That's an excuse. That's an excuse. That's putting up a reason. That's, Lord, I just don't want to get uncomfortable. I've got to take food for them. I've got to tuck them in. No, no. Listen, if you come to the house of God, God's going to bless you. God's going to bless you. God's going to bless you. Listen, I know what it is to sleep under the pews. I know what it is to go to church when the doors are open. I know what it is to sing praises to God in my mother's womb. Hallelujah. I've been in church since I was born. And listen, it's the greatest thing that I have ever done. Hallelujah. Being in the house of God. Oh, but we, Lord, little. But God's asking us for much. Are you doing something tonight that's making you uncomfortable? If you're not, God's challenging you. God's saying, come on, come out. If you've been doing this much, God's asking you for more. If you've been giving this much, God's asking you to give more. 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 How many of you say more tonight? How many of you want to do more for God? More for God. God's asking you for more. There's another passage in 1 Kings. 1 Kings. Let's go to 1 Kings. Verse 8, chapter 18. 1 Kings, chapter 18. Actually, sorry, it's 1 Kings chapter 17. And we're going to read it verse 8. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 8. Do we have it? 1 Kings 17, 8. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, arise, get thee to Sarephath, which belongs to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. What did God do? I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and he went, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray you, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going, everybody say, as she was going. Okay, what was she going to do? Elijah, the man of God, says to this woman who had been commanded by God to sustain him, go and get me some water. Notice the woman said nothing. She was on her way to get some water. Why? Why was she so quick just to go and get some water? Because it was comfortable for her, because she had water. She had water. So the demand of, can you get me some water, was easy. It was a little. It was a little from the land. It put no demand on her faith. She had water, so when the demand came, she immediately went to get water. I can do that. That's easy for me. But look what happened next. As she was going to fetch it, Elijah called to her and said, bring me, I pray you, a morsel of bread in your hand. Here we go, the pastor asking again. The prophet of God asking. He doesn't just want water, now he wants a bread. He wants a hamburger. Amen. But notice now, look what's going to happen. And she said, as the Lord your God lives, I have not a cake but a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son that we may eat it and die. How many of you believe she's in a bad place? She's got a bad budget going on. And, you know, she's very budgeted. She's got two sticks, a little bit of oil, a little bit of meal. I'm going to cook it. I'm going to bake a bread. We're going to eat it and we're going to die. But God comes on the scene and he gets her to do something that is uncomfortable. See, when she was asked to get the water, no problem. I'll go and get that water because I have it. When she was asked to bring some bread, she begins to make all these excuses. I can't do it. I cannot do it. I would like to do it, but I cannot do it. And look what Elijah says. Said unto her, fear not. Go and do as you have said, but make me thereof a little cake first and bring it unto me, and after make for you and for your son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sends rain upon the earth. Now she's being asked to go into the deep. She's being asked to go into the uncomfortable realm. She's being asked to do some uncomfortable things, an uncomfortable faith. Water was fine for her. Now she's got to give the prophet a part of her bread before she eats and just see what's going to happen. But it's in that realm where the miracle came. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord which he spoke by Elijah. Church, it's in the uncomfortable place where our faith thrives. It's in the place where you say, I cannot, I don't have, I don't know, where God manifests himself in a way that will completely amaze you. I've seen that in my life. 6 years ago, with my wife, we planted a church from zero on the south side of Brisbane. And we were comfortable in a church, preaching in many nations of the world with an evangelistic ministry. And all of a sudden, the Lord began to press on our hearts, I want you to plant a church. And at the beginning, you think, well, you know, I rebuke that. That cannot be God. I'm preaching all over. I'm you know, comfortable. Comfortable, that's the thing. When we get comfortable, we stop growing. When we get comfortable, we stop expanding. When we get comfortable, God cannot use us to the fullest potential. I want you to plant a church. I want you to launch out into the deep. And you know, and yes, all the reasons as to why, Lord, this, and I've got three children. Back then we had three children and this and the finances and how and where and are you serious? From zero. I cannot take anyone with me. No, zero. Can I at least start with a band? Can I take some musicians with me? No, zero. Wow. That would have been comfortable. I laugh at these people today that they say they planted a church, and the first Sunday they had 40 people at a school hall. And the 40 came from a lot of other different churches. When you're going to plant a church, you plant from zero. From zero. And I mean, you know, the first Sunday, he was playing. My son was 9 years old. He was playing on the drums. My wife was leading the worship. I was playing the guitar. And my daughter was whacking the tambourine. And when we got there to the hall, we just hired a hall. And I had one man that came to help me. And he said, "Pastor, how many chairs do I put out?" I said, "Put 40 chairs. By faith, put 40 chairs. And when 10 o'clock came around and we're up there, we look out and we're thinking, "Oh, no, where's the people? God, what's happening? Did we hear from you? Or was it too much pizza? What was it? What was it, God? Was that a word?" But when you have a word from God, there's something exciting on the inside of you. I love being uncomfortable there. I love it. When I get comfortable, I look to get uncomfortable. When I get comfortable in my finances, I look to get uncomfortable. I said to my wife a few weeks ago, "We've got to get all this money out here. Let's go and give it to someone, because we're getting comfortable in our finances." I love the arena of the uncomfortable, because I've learned it is in that arena where big things happen. And so we just started. Just started in the deep waters where you have no control, where you got to trust Him 100%. And thank God that from that very first day, God has blessed the church. And we're 6 years later, and I think we're just still getting started. And I believe God has some big things for us in this city of Brisbane in Australia. But it all starts with an uncomfortable faith. What has God been challenging you about? What has God been laying on your heart that you've been saying, "Lord, I would like to, but I can't. I would like, God, yet water, that's fine. I can do that. But the bread, I cannot. That's out of my comfort zone. That's out of my reach." And God's saying, "That's what I want you to do." And that's the place that will release the extraordinary. How many of you would like to see some extraordinary things happen in your life? It's time to start doing some extraordinary things. Let's all stand up here tonight. Hallelujah. Come on, let's all raise our hands to the heavens. Glory be to your name, Lord. God is asking for more. God is demanding more. I believe we're going to see one of the greatest outpourings of God's Holy Spirit like never before. But God's going to use people that are willing to take Him at His word. Willing to use people that say, "Where you go, I will go. What you ask, I will give." Oh, hallelujah. Thousands and thousands of people in John chapter 6. Need to eat. And Jesus says to the disciples, "You give them to eat. You give them to eat." And one of the disciples, Philip, begins to reason, "But Lord, this much money wouldn't buy bread enough for these people." But do you know whether when God gets involved with a man or a woman that's willing to take Him at His word, listen to this, He will do miracles that do not make sense. See, because the disciples said, "Lord, where are we going to buy bread at this time of the afternoon? And if we had this much money, we wouldn't be able to buy." And when God wants to multiply the bread, He doesn't need a baker. You didn't hear that. He doesn't need a baker. He needs a man or a woman of faith. He doesn't need a baker. He needs a man or woman of faith. "Philip, I'm not asking you to tell me. You give them to eat. That's what I'm asking you." "Oh, but Lord, we can't do it." No. I'm asking you to do it. You'll see this all the way through the Bible. I believe there's some people here tonight that God is challenging to step out of the comfort zone and get into the uncomfortable zone, whether it's in ministry, whether it's in your walk with God, whether it's in your service, whether it's in your giving, God is asking for more. God is asking for more. Come on, let's just pray in the Holy Ghost for a few minutes. Come on, raise your voice. Raise your voice all over this place. This is the time not for little faith. This is the time for big faith. This is not a time for church pew warmers. This is not a time for those that come to church just to relieve their spiritual conscience. And I went to church on Sunday. God's asking for more. More. God wants to raise. God is needing an army that will rise up. When He says give, we say, Lord, I don't know how, but I will give. When He says lay hands on that sick person, Lord, I'm a bit embarrassed to do it, but I'm going to do it. Makes me a little bit uncomfortable to talk to my colleague about Jesus, but I'm going to go ahead and do it because you say it. Shikaramase. When He says, give to that family $300, you look at your bank account and say, I've only got $350. Yeah, that's where God wants you. Give them the $300 and watch what God does. Uncomfortable faith. Hallelujah, Lord. Flow, Holy Spirit. Bring healing to sick bodies tonight. Restore marriages tonight in this place. Is anyone here that needs prayer? Anyone here that needs prayer for a physical healing? Come quickly to the altar. Come quickly. I just sense a run now. Quickly, if you need healing for your in a physical part of your body, in any area, in organs, blood, back discs, liver condition. Hallelujah. Oh, do I have to go to the front? That's going to make me uncomfortable. Exactly. Come. Come. Run. Run. I believe right now, healing is in this place. Hallelujah, Lord. Come on, stretch out your hand towards these beloved people that have come out. Let's begin to pray. Church, I need you Christians praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in tongues. In the name of.
You have been listening to a podcast by the Kvultureful Gospel Church. We hope you have enjoyed it. For more information, head to www.kvulturechurch.com.au.